Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's wonderful being with you again. Good seeing you. I see we have a few new faces here. Welcome. I want you to ask yourself, why am I here at Satsang tonight? What is my purpose? What is the real reason I'm here? Ask yourself. Did you come to check out the speaker? To compare him to other speakers? Did you come to hear something profound, strange, unearthly? That's good. Because that's exactly what you're going to hear. Strange things. Unearthly things. Weird things.
And murder, too.
What do you believe that you are? What do you think of yourself? You believe that you were born, you go through experiences on this earth, you meet different people, have different experiences with each person, then you get old and die. None of this is true. You were never born, you did not get old, you did not prevail, and you did not exist. What gave you the idea that you were a human being? Subject to birth, death, and destruction. What gave you the idea that you exist to begin with? No one exists, nothing exists. The universe does not exist. And your thoughts to think of these things that exist. Just think, if it weren't for your thoughts, you wouldn't have any problems of existence or non-existence, of enlightenment or non-enlightenment. You only think about these things because you have a mind, so to speak, that doesn't exist either. But you believe you have a mind, you have thoughts, you have ideas, concepts, beliefs. Where do they all come from? They didn't come from anywhere. They never came at all. Then where did your beliefs come from? To be able to think this. You're not really thinking anything. Nobody's doing a thing. There's only consciousness. The absolute reality, which is the self. And I'm not so sure about that either. You want something to exist. You want a better world, a peaceful world. You want enlightenment, you want liberation. What are these things that you're looking for? What did you hear about them? You read many books, voluminous books, thousands of books about saints and sages and gurus, about liberation, saving yourself. They're all a bunch of lies. You would have been better off if you never read anything at all. You never believed anything. You never did a thing. Just be. Just be yourself. That's what you have to do. There's nothing else you have to do. You do not have to practice sadhanas or meditations or japa or pranayama or anything. Who are you that you have to do these things? What do you think you are that you have to practice all these things for years after year after year? To what avail? To what purpose? To become enlightened. And then what? You believe if you're enlightened, your life will be better. This is a great mistake, because if you're enlightened, you have no life to be better. Where would a better life come from? The life exists because you think you're human. So if you didn't exist at all, there would be no life to be better or worse. You have to come to the conclusion yourself. I do not exist, I never existed, I never will exist. Then who am I? If I do not exist, who am I? What am I all about? You're not the I to begin with. You're not the am and you're not the who. So who am I even becomes redundant. Somebody has to say, who am I? And somebody said it does not exist. Therefore, there's only a who am I when there's a being around to say it. If you knew who you were, you'd have nothing to say. Of course, you don't know who you are, you have plenty to say. What kind of all these words you've been speaking all your life? What have they done for you? All these frustrations you've been through, trying to make your life a better life. Trying to heal yourself, trying to make yourself happy. Who needs this? Who wants this? Who wants to be happy? Who wants to live a good life? Can't you see it's all an illusion? The good life that you're yearning for? We have uninterrupted happiness and peace and joy. There's no such life. Where would it come from? Yes, the opposite does not exist either. In other words, there's no evil in this world. Evil does not exist. There are no problems. Opposites do not exist. Nothing exists. I don't exist and you don't exist. So why are we having this dialogue, this conversation? Why am I talking? Who's talking? Who's the teacher and who's the student? Who's dead and who's alive? Who's happy and who's sad? Find out. Inquire. And then ask who's inquiring. If you go through this, you will find that you don't exist whatsoever. Yet, the appearance is very strong with some people. The appearance of death, sickness, lack, limitation. The appearance of happiness, fortune, joy, peace. They're all part of duality, all part of the nonsense of this universe. The Leela, the Maya. And yet the Leela and Maya do not exist either. I'm trying to take everything away from you, as you can see. Everything that you've ever believed, every concept you've ever had, every idea that you have of getting enlightened, becoming free, becoming liberated. Every idea, belief of thinking that you're not liberated, that you have to get liberated. All these things I'm trying to remove from your thinking patterns. And then you remove your thinking patterns. You have to leave yourself empty. Totally empty. To be totally fulfilled, we've got to be totally empty first. You have to look at your past and say, forget it. The past is dead. Forget about all of your mistakes you made, the rough times you had, the people who abused you, hurt you, the people who loved you, fed you, gave birth to you. This is all in the past. As far as you're concerned, it never happened. Because you can't bring it back now. It's only a memory. And what is the future? The future is part of your false imagination. You see into the future whatever you think you are. But for who is there a future? For who is there a past? For whom is there a present? There's nothing to hold on to. Never forget this. You have absolutely nothing to hold on to. Just empty space. Boundless space. Is there something beyond boundless space? Is there something else? What about all this bliss I hear about? The unalloyed happiness I hear about? The total joy than an enlightened person feels. How do you know when an enlightened person fails? You imagine all these things. There's no difference in you believing an enlightened person feels unalloyed happiness, bliss, and joy. And the old-fashioned people who believe they're going to go to heaven and sing songs for the rest of their lives. There's no difference. Stop mapping things out. Stop thinking the way things should be. What you like. Everything happens by itself. It doesn't need any help from you. Who do you think you are? Trying to help the infinite know itself. Things begin to happen when you drop everything. Things begin to happen to you when you don't want anything. When you stop searching. When you stop planning. When you stop being afraid. When you have no desires. Then things begin to happen. What happens? What happens beyond time and space? So how can I tell you? What happens beyond words and thoughts? So how can I explain it to you? What happens is so vastly different than what you've imagined. That if it came to you all of a sudden, you wouldn't be able to contain it. You'd blow up the pieces. You'd leave your body totally, completely. If we're able to grasp it right now. Suffice it to say, what happens when you reach reality is different than anything you can ever imagine. just different. It's different than the stories you've read. It's different than what words tell you. It's different than anything you can ever imagine it be. There's no words to describe it. If this happens to you, and it's really happened to you, but you don't know it, it will just be the entire universe. So you'll be all pervading consciousness. You'll be the mountains, the sky, the plants, the animals, the people. This will be you. It's difficult to fathom this in your present state. How can I be the animals and the people and the mountains and the sky? Yet you're already that now. That's what we are. Right now. Therefore, develop a good disposition. Develop loving kindness. Develop peaceful attitudes. This is where it begins. Unfortunately, many of us do not go through the beginning stages. We want someone to touch us, to look at us, to illumine us. And we go on every day being the same old meanie we've always been. You should imagine that you're already enlightened. How would you act then? How would you act towards people? Towards places, towards things? If you're already awakened. Intellectually, you have an idea. The first thing you do is realize that everything is you. So how would you treat yourself? You know that the way you treat others is the way you treat yourself. How you react to people, places, and things is the way you react to yourself. When there's only the one self, and you are that. Even knowing this intellectually is very good. What makes you a better person? You stop wanting and desiring and trying to become something. Rather, you give yourself away completely. You surrender completely. There's one very important way in which to alleviate all problems, alleviate all error, alleviate all ignorance, and find your true self. And that way is to love yourself. To really love yourself. It sounds easy, but try it, it's not easy. To totally and completely love yourself. just the way you are. When you begin to love yourself this way, you automatically rise to a higher state of consciousness. When you're loving yourself, when you love yourself, you're really loving the one self which is omnipresent and all-pervading. Therefore, when you love yourself, you love everything that exists. Nothing is left out of that love. Nothing. And this is what raises your consciousness. This is what transforms you. Forget about being enlightened, awakening. That will take care of itself. But see how you act every day. Look at the things that disturb you and make you angry, upset. If you realize you are a God, would you become upset over anything? Would you react to anything? Would you become depressed and disillusioned and feel strange about anything? Of course not. You're being a God. You're everywhere present. You're all pervading. Everything is you. So if you're upset over anything, be upset over yourself. Be happy. Allow yourself to be happy. For no reason whatsoever. It's erroneous to believe that if you get something you like, you'll be happy. For you know by now how it works. When you wish to attain something, so you want to buy a new car. You save your money to buy a new car. You're striving to save the money. Your mind's over in this new car that you want to buy. Then you finally have enough money to buy the car and you feel happy. What is really happy? Is it the car that really made you happy? Of course not. It is the mind that achieves its goal. When the mind achieves its goal, it rests in the heart, goes back into the heart. And the heart sense is really pure happiness. So happiness ensues. Did you say that the car that actually made you happy? Not the car at all. It is the mind going back into the heart that the happiness came from. Think about this. When the mind returns to the heart center, and happiness ensues all by itself. So the person who intellectually knows what I'm talking about realizes that it can make the mind go back into the heart without any effort, without any things whatsoever, without any desires, without any wants. Then the same feeling will come as if they had something they wanted to buy and needed, and they achieved it. In other words, you can fulfill yourself and be happy without anything whatsoever. By allowing the mind to go back into the heart, where it belongs, then the self ensues and you're happy. Totally happy. But most people think that people, places, and things make them happy. But you can tell if you go back in retrospect, this doesn't work that way. For when you achieve your desire, how long does it last before you become unhappy again? And you're looking for something new again. Take, for instance, the example of human love. You meet someone new and you fall in love with a person. And you've got to have that person. Just so you can think about that person day and night. The time comes when you get that person, you live together, you get married, whatever. The mind has gone back into the heart and you've achieved what you wanted. But as time passes, it changes. You take the person for granted. It's not the same anymore. The mind has come way out again, it's come back out. The mind has become active again, looking for something else. Looking for something new. And you become miserable until you get something new. So the average person goes through this day after day, week after week, month after month, always believing they have to have this, they have to have that. If they have certain things, they'll be really happy. If they don't, they won't. What a waste of energy, what a waste of life. Know for sure that happiness is your birthright. You already have it, you possess it, it's yours. Bliss is your birthright, you already have it, you possess it, it's yours. It has nothing to do with personal, place, and thing. Your real nature is Brahman, which is consciousness. All pervading absolute reality. This is your real self, this is what you are. Awaken to yourself. Now. Be yourself. Peace. Feel free to ask questions, make statements.
I have some want to check on. It's kind of heavy, so I wrote it down.
Okay.
So,
that's good for me.
Because I get confused sometimes when I get into these things. Anyway, this is what I put down. This psychosomatic apparatus, known as Fred Brownell, has a role to play in this cosmic dance, this lila, and is no more real, and no less real, and in no way separate from the other players, such as Billy Graham or Charlie Manson or Christ or Jesus or Judas, or Dr. Schweitzer, or Adolf Hitler. That's all.
And you are all these people. They're all you, and you're them. You're nothing different than anybody. But why think about those things? Why look at yourself?
The narrow concept of the valueless.
That's Shred Banal. Shred Banal is like this. Who's Shred Banal? There's a person that has a name called Shred Banal. But who are you for real? Who are you truly? Are you really Shred Banal?
Something other than that.
You're way, way different than Shred Banal. Do not think of yourself as Shred Banal. Do not think of yourself as anybody or anything. Just do not think at all. And what you are will come out by itself. It will begin to shine. Shred will be gone. It's the garbage dump. And the really will come back.
Sir.
The really will be there. The real self, what you are really, is already shining, already there. You are that now. Love yourself.
Robert?
There's a voice in the back of my head.
Yeah. A voice of doom approaches
imagination. Robert, why do you say love yourself instead of saying love the self?
Because if I say love the self, you won't know what to love. If I say love the self, how can you love the self when you believe you're a human being? That's virtually impossible.
But
if I say love yourself, when you love yourself to where you are, automatically you rise in consciousness and become the real self.
I see.
But it begins by loving yourself just the way you are.
So you're saying to love the body-mind self, and that in turn will lead you to the higher self.
Yes. But when you love your body-mind self, do not think about being a body-mind self or about your sins of commission or omission or your past or future. Do not think of yourself as a body at all, but love yourself just the same. Love yourself without outlining. Love yourself without judgment. Love yourself the way you are in this moment. When you get up in the morning, look in the mirror and say, I love yourself. I love myself. Do not think who yourself is. You'll come up with a human self. Do not go into your past or your future or the present. Just be there, loving yourself. And loving yourself this way will take care of everything else. But if you begin to say, I love myself, and your mind brings up all kinds of episodes in your life, and you'll hate yourself. This is the way to do it. Love yourself without qualification. And then your higher self will come into play.
for a yoni who has realized the identity of his inner being with the infinite Brahman, there is no rebirth, no migration, not even liberation, for he is already liberated. He has firmly established in an experience of the absolute existence, knowledge, bliss, the Satchitananda Atman. The continued existence of the world and of his own body appears to the yoni only as an illusion, the appearance of which he cannot remove, but which cannot further deceive him, till the time when, after the decease of the body, he wanders not forth, but remains where he is and what he is and eternally was, the first principle of all beings and things, the original, eternal, pure, free Brahman. While living, and even when the body falls dead, the yoni rests in his own essential nature, his own svarupa, that is all full, all pure, timeless, consciousness, and bliss. The following assertions made by a yoni constitute his own deepest convictions and experience. I am infinite, imperishable, self-luminous, self-existent. I am beginningless, endless, decayless, birthless, deathless. Never was I born. I am ever free, perfect, independent. I alone am. I pervade the entire universe. I am all permeating and interpenetrating. I am supreme peace and freedom absolute. A yoni lives forever. He has attained life everlasting. Cravings torture him not. Sins stain him not. Birth and death touch him not. He is free from all cravings and longings. He ever rests in his own Satchitananda Svarupa. He sees the one infinite self in all, and all in the infinite self, which is his being. He remains forever as the infinite self of consciousness and delight.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Anything else, Miss?
No satsang on Saturday.
Right. No satsang on Saturdays anymore for a while. And, let me see. Oh, there'll be no satsang on Wednesday. Oh, no, on Thursday. It'll be on Wednesday. What's the day? I haven't written it
down.
I forgot. We're Christmas. That's right. I'm sorry.
It'll be Wednesday instead of Thursday.
Instead of Thursday, it'll be on Wednesday. That's right. I didn't have my notes on. And,
Thursday is Christmas Eve.
Right.
So what's the same on Wednesday?
Let me have the Bandera for the last Sunday of December, which is Ramana's birthday. And
who's
the
27th,
right?
The 27th. Who's taking care of that?
Where's Sue? No.
I think Andy is going to take care of music and Karen's going to do decorations again. Whatever you thank you.
Don't let him climb you out of it.
Maybe it'll be a group helping to
send our house. Go yourself to the group and enjoy it.
We'll still put a paper there and have people say what they're going to bring. Pardon me?
Sandy and I.
Oh, great. Thank you. And also, we want to remind you about the book Andy's taking charge of something.
The book.
The book. Silence the Heart. The talks that Robert gave in 1990, and they're putting book form. And Andy's taking care of.
Who's the centerfold?
The centerfold is him. So see Andy afterwards.
You're gonna get a little
taller. I don't. A lot of them are sold already, and I don't know. Just going in for a next.
Yeah, we have a few left for today, and
about more
today. We'll have more on Sunday or next Thursday.
Anything else we should talk about? I'll forever hold your peace.
Impossible.
And it's time for prasad. A little teeny shopping bag full of goodies.